Jackie Esser has been a deputy public defender for more than a decade, arguing on the opposite side of prosecutors. Throughout her career, she says she's advocated for reforms in the criminal justice system. Esser says she has witnessed the impacts the system has on local families and communities, and that's why she is running for city prosecutor.
I have seen how prosecutors have been destroying lives, families, communities, wasting millions of our dollars, and have failed to make us safe. So it's time we truly start investing in our communities and crime prevention and stop investing in our jails and prisons.
If elected, Esser says her priorities would be to improve public safety by implementing reforms. She says a lot could be done on the first day, but overall she would like to provide more support to victims and rehabilitate those entering the system.
We can do this by fully decriminalizing houselessness, mental illness, and addiction, and diverting these issues to services instead of cycling people through our jail and prison. We can achieve this equality by ending cash bail. As chief prosecutor, it will be my policy that deputy prosecutors will never ask for money bail as a condition of their detention. Money bail creates two systems of justice, one for the rich and one for the poor.
Esser is also calling for more transparency from the Honolulu Police Department and the prosecutor's office. She believes it will help restore public trust after the Kealoha corruption scandal.
I will adopt the Prosecutor Transparency Act, and I will put all of our major policies online. I will not operate the office like a black box, as it has been. I want a participatory system of justice where people can call, they can share their concerns, and we can address them.
She is willing to work with the police on the Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion, or LEAD, program. Esser says it's proven to lower crime, and it helps connect those who are homeless, mentally ill, or addicted to substances with the appropriate services.
I look forward to the day when, instead of if someone needs to call for help because someone's having a mental health crisis in the street, we can call someone and behavioral health doctors are sent. But until we have that, we need to expand programs like LEAD.
Esser says she's glad criminal justice reforms are being discussed in this race, but believes the other candidates will not go far enough in changing what she calls a broken system.
Who are you going to believe to get the job done? The person who had the opportunity their entire career and is now just talking about reforms, or the person who has been fighting for these reforms their entire career?
From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.